Recognition of cardiovascular diseases also starts with questioning of a patient. First of all, the character of complaints should be revealed. The list of main cardiovascular patients' complaints includes breathlessness, cardiac and retrosternal pains, palpitations, pulse intermissions, occasional bloody expectoration, heavy feeling in the right subcostal area, dropsy, dyspepsia, undue fatigability, reduced work capacity, erythism, sleep disorders, not infrequently, headache and vertigo. In some cardiovascular diseases, elevated temperature, pain in the low extremities in and after walking, called intermittent claudications, etc. Breathlessness. Breathlessness or dyspnea is a breathing disorder, obviously very distressing for any patient. In cardiac patients, dyspnea is a manifestation of circulatory insufficiency. It may be classified according to its severity. That is why it is necessary to reveal when and under what conditions it arises in a patient, such as in a state of rest, while walking, while running, when going upstairs, during climbing a hill, or finally, during strenuous exercise, physical work, or sport training. Ask if the patient gets relief in some specific position or posture. A doctor needs to know if the breathlessness in question is permanent or intermittent. Does it start with attacks? And whether it is accompanied by a sense of fear. Dyspnea and heart failure is caused by hypercapnic, hypoxemic, and other reflex influences exerted on the integrative brain respiratory center. The most severe dyspnea is that of a quiescent state, when a patient may suffer from it even in bed. Dyspnea is common for heart disease patients, particularly in mitral stenosis, but also occurs in atherosclerotic cardiosclerosis, pericarditis, myocardial infarction, and other cardiac diseases or cardiomyopathies. Commonly, the shortness of breath in cardiac diseases is of inspiratory Trobes type or a mixed variety. It is both an objective and subjective symptom. The extreme severity of dyspnea may force a patient to keep a sitting position, holding to some support with his hands in order to bring the additional respiratory musculature in action, a constrained posture. Dyspnea is brought in by congestive disorders in the lesser circulation, which affect gas exchange in the blood and impair blood arterialization by the lungs, hampering the blood flow in the greater circulation. As a result, the growing levels of carbon dioxide in the blood and metabolic products of incomplete oxidation overexcite the respiratory center. The extreme irritation of the center decreases its excitability, causing Cheney-Stokes tidal respiration, which is considered to be rather unfavorable for prognosis. Usually it occurs in the nighttime during sleep. Sometimes sudden assaults of breath shortness occur, so-called asphyxia attacks. They should be distinguished from breathlessness of constant character. Asphyxia may occur in a state of rest, after exercises or stress, more often in the wee hours of the morning while sleeping. Permanent dyspnea may serve as a background for asphyxia assaults. The useful questions to the patient of this kind will be if he has some moist gurgling rawls in his chest on breathing, whether he or she suffers from breath shortness, mostly when breathing in or out, or both phases are involved. If there is some sputum, rusty, or with blood expectoration of scarlet color, this asphyxia attack is referred to as cardiac asthma. Typically, it is caused by the left ventricular pump failure, which it can be caused from mitral stenosis or other heart disease decompensation, in aortic valvular heart diseases, and in myocardial infarction, cardiosclerosis, or aneurysm of the left ventricular localization, hypertension of greater circulation, possibly provoked by acute nephritis. Sudden asphyxia may accompany an attack of ciliary arrhythmia.